For the first time in weeks, Ugar Zahin's calendar was clear. It was a Friday morning, and the two-bedroom apartment he shared with his wife, Erzlem Tureci, and their teenage daughter was unusually empty. In the silence, he scrolled through his Spotify library and settled on a well-worn playlist. As he sat at his computer, cradling a steaming hot cup of oolong tea, the Turkish-born immunologist's makeshift office filled with the soothing sounds of recorded birdsong. Uğur's inbox was overflowing, and he had barely begun to look through submissions from his PhD students when Erzlem and their daughter, back from work and school, popped their heads around the door to remind him that it was 4 p.m., time for pho and banh mi at their favorite Vietnamese restaurant. The family rarely skipped this weekly ritual, especially if one of them had recently been away. It was the early evening before they all returned home, and Uğur could return to his desk to indulge his only real hobby, catching up on reading. A constantly active mind, this was the professor's idea of relaxation. Disdain for time-wasting was one of the many traits Uğur shared with Erzlem, whom he'd met almost 30 years earlier on rotation at a cancer ward. He was a young physician. She was in her final year at med school. The couple, now partners in science, business, and life, had never owned a TV and stayed off social media, relying instead on select online publications they considered worthy of their attention. Uğur's home workstation, consisting of two large screens that would not look out of place on an investment bank's trading floor, was their portal to the rest of the world. Opening his internet browser, Uğur started methodically making his way through a list of bookmarked websites. It was January 24th, and the year 2020 had started slowly in Germany. Local media outlets in his adopted city of Mainz were covering an environmental protest in which school kids had blocked traffic for miles. Der Spiegel, one of Germany's most respected magazines, led its homepage with a story on the rise and questionable ethics of German gangster rap. Inside the week's digital issue were articles speculating whether infighting in the Democratic Party would effectively hand Donald Trump re-election in the United States, and an analysis of the cyber war being waged by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, which stood accused of hacking Amazon founder Jeff Bezos's phone. Tucked away in the science section was a report from the Chinese megacity of Wuhan, which had been beset by a novel respiratory illness. The 50 or so cases of this illness, monitored by local authorities, seemed to have been traced back to the Hunan wholesale wet market, which sold seafood, live poultry, bats, snakes, and marmots, some of which were slaughtered on site. Although it was too early to draw any conclusions, the evidence pointed to a development that sent shivers down the spines of epidemiologists. So-called cross-species transmission. In other words, a virus had probably passed from animals to people, catching humans completely off guard. An evolutionary arms race was underway between this frightening new foe and the combined forces of the human immune system. The piece piqued Uğur's interest somewhat, as he had devoted his adult life to understanding how the immune system marshals its disparate troops to fight disease. The company he had founded with Erzlem 11 years earlier, BioNTech, had embarked on projects to develop flu, HIV, and tuberculosis vaccines. But pesky viruses were only of mild concern to the 54-year-old. Only a dozen or so of Uğur's 1,000-plus staff were developing drugs to fight communicable infections. The rest were focused on the couple's core mission, curing cancer. At long last, they were on the brink of a breakthrough. It was this message, that a cure for some cancers may be in reach, that Uğur had taken to a familiar stage 19 days earlier in San Francisco. For more than a decade, his working year would kick off in one of the windowless ballrooms of the city's Westin St. Francis Hotel, where he would painstakingly present his plan to develop next-generation cancer treatments at the biotechnology industry's most important showcase, the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Conference.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.